اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك. Welcome back, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and also our dear students from Sevier International School. Okay, in the previous session, we talked about Fathatain, Kasratain, and Dhammatain. How would you say them?
An, in, on.
That's it. Great. That much?
Nan, in, on.
Yeah. Easy as that. Yeah? Simple as that.
So,
we said that whenever we see a tanween of either fatha, kasra, or dhamma on the top, bottom of a letter, okay, we have to make the sound of noon. And one important point we mentioned, what was that? It was about tanween fatha. Whenever it comes at the end of a word or at the end of an ayah, and there is one alif after that, you have to change the sound of tanween, the sound of noon, to
Alif.
Okay, for example, sab'an becomes sab'a. Shidadan becomes shidada.
Great. Khifafan becomes khifafa.
That's it.
Tibaqan,
tibaqa.
Haywan becomes haywan.
Yeah. Okay, so in this session, look, one of the ways, okay, that helps us be able to read the Quran is another sign that we have on the letters of the Quran. And that is the sign of
sukun.
Great, sukun. Okay, the sign of sukun. You remember I told you about the harakat, the history of this harakat? Yeah? The letters first didn't have any harakat?
Yes.
Okay, so they started, okay, creating some harakat, some movements, okay, some signs, okay, trying to help us identify and easily say the words. Now look, some of those letters, whenever the Arab speakers, the Quran, the early Muslims, okay, whenever they were saying, okay, some of these letters didn't have any A sound, A sound, or O sound. Yes, Mahdi?
Yeah. Right.
They didn't have A, O sound. Okay?
Okay.
So what did they do? Because in order to not to get it wrong, yes,
they put
a sign signs on the top of that letter which didn't have any A, O sound. So what is sukun? Sukun means that the letter doesn't have any A, O sound. Fatha, kasra, dhamma. The letter does not have fatha, kasra, dhamma. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the sign of sukun? The sign of sukun is like?
O.
An O? Yeah, a small O, English O. Yes? Or a small doll. Like a small doll. Yes?
Yes.
A kind of bended doll.
Yeah, okay? Too much
bended. So that is the sign of sukun. Whenever you see on the top of any letter, okay, so it means you shouldn't produce the sound of a, e, o with that one. It doesn't have the sound of a, e, o. So how should we move this? Have you seen some of your friends? Sometimes they are very active. They move. Okay? Sometimes they are very, very lazy. They are running out of energy. Right?
When people don't do their social stuff.
Like Mahdi today, he is running out of energy. Are you running out of energy?
Running out.
Just one question.
If someone is too tired, you kind of, yeah,
push
you help it. You help it to move. Or sometimes, yeah, you punch it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, yeah. When you punch, okay, it just produces a sound, okay? It produces a sound, yes? So So whenever a letter has sukun, so the rule is this, that the previous letter which has the harakat, okay Mahdi, okay Hadi, okay Minhal, okay Yahya, so okay dear brothers and sisters, whenever a letter has sukun on the top of it, you have to ask the previous letter for help. Hey, hey, help me move this, help me say this, help me pronounce this.
You don't have any voice, then how you can say
that? Yeah, so the previous letter should help it.
Yeah.
Punch it to produce a sound. يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So now, suppose there is one ba, there is one alif, hamza, okay? Alif with fatha. What? Alif with fatha. Then there is one ba. Ba, which has sukun.
Mm-hmm.
Alif has fatha. How do you read alif? Ba has sukun. How do you read ba? Ba. No, ba has sukun. How do you read ba? You can't read it. It is a ba, but you can't read it. Ba, be, bo. Yeah, sukun means there is no a, e, o. So how should we read this?
We should punch it.
Should punch it by what?
Yeah, by alif.
By alif. Alif should punch it.
Yeah.
Punch
yeah.
Alif.
I'm alif.
Oh, punch him. Okay, so punch. Alif should punch that ba, okay? So we use the harakat of a of alif to help us say the sound of ba, okay? How do you say this? Join them. Merge. Ab. Good.
Ab.
Good. Now change. Now change ba with jim.
Aj.
Good. Now change jim with dal.
Ad.
With sin.
As.
Sheen.
Ash.
If.
Ash.
Fa, sorry. If
af.
Af. Qaf.
Aq.
Waw.
Waw.
Ow.
Ow. He hit me.
So that's easy, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now let's practice some examples with kasra. Now, kasra. Okay? So now, that alif has kasra this time. Again, ba has sukun. How do you read it now?
Ib.
Change ba to ra.
Ir.
Za.
Is.
Ta.
It.
Fa.
Is.
Ha.
Is.
Ha.
Ir.
Ain.
Ir.
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 Ir. That's very easy,
right?
Yes. Simple as that. Mashallah.
Yeah.
You're very, very talented. Did you know that?
No.
Do you know that I can do this?
You're very talented. This talent is a blessing, a very, very great blessing from Allah Almighty. So for this blessing, let's everyone say,
A loud salawat.
No. Yeah, the salawat is good, but let's recite salawat, then I will tell you what to say.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Whenever, remember.
Alhamdulillah.
Oh, that's it. Whenever you want to give thanks to Allah Almighty, you say?
Alhamdulillah.
Or Shukranillah.
Shukranillah.
Okay. So, because talent is a blessing from Allah Almighty, a very important one, let's say everyone, Alhamdulillah.
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 So, I really give thanks to Allah Almighty that I have this kind of talented students in this class. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. So good. When we start, we say Bismillah. When we finish, for example, a class, we say Alhamdulillah. When you start eating, you say Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. When you finish eating, you say
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Yes? Bismillah means I start. Alhamdulillah means
I finish.
Thanks to Allah, I finish. And a praise be to Allah. Yes? All praise is to Allah.
All praise belongs to Allah.
Great. Only Allah, not the other ones.
Yeah, not others. There's not others.
Okay, so now let's make some examples, okay? Okay, ready?
Okay.
Oh, we didn't make example with U. Yes?
Oh, yeah.
With U. So, let's make. Okay, U. Good. Change ba to what?
Uj.
Ta.
Ut.
Ut. Now to dhal.
Ut.
Udhi. Ah, with kaf.
Okay.
So now try to say all of them together. A with ba sakin.
Ib.
A with ba sakin. And O with ba sakin.
Ab, ib, ob.
Ab, ib, ob. Good.
Ab, ib, ob.
So one by one. Okay, one by one. So Hadi, say.
Ab, ib, ob.
Now change ba to ta.
At, it, ut.
Good. Tha.
Ath, ith, us.
Thank you. Now Jim.
Ja, ji, ju.
Aj, id.
Aj, ij, ut.
Good. Aj, ij, ut. Now ha.
Had.
No, no, change that jim to ha. And try to sing with Aleph. Look, this is Aleph. Jim only changes. Aj, ij, uj, ha. Ah, ih, uch, ha. Ah, ih, uch, da. At, ih, ut. Easy, right? So, minhad. Okay. Minhad, dal.
Ad, id, od.
Good. Change it with dal.
Fif, ad, id, od.
Next.
As, id, jizu.
Next one. Ah, ra.
Ar. Ar, ir, ur.
Ar, ir, ur. Good, good.
Az,
ghar, ghar, ghar.
Good. Seen?
As, ghar, ghar. As, ish, ush.
Good. Thank you. Sad?
As, is, o.
Good. As is?
As us.
Good. Next one.
As is is.
As is oth.
Uh-huh. Next one.
As?
Ta, ta.
Ta-di-do.
Ta.
Ta-di-do.
At, it, oth.
Nice. Next one.
As is oth.
Good. Ayn. Here we understand the difference between ayn and a. Yes? If you say it means two hamza you have. But you have one hamza, one ayn, yes?
Yeah.
Ghain.
Ah, ir, ur.
Good. Now, next one.
Where do I start off? Tha, ti, tu.
Fa, fa. Look at me. Fa, fa.
Oh, fa, fi.
F E O F
O F G G O
A G E G O
A G E G O
Okay. Kaf
Kaf Kif Ku
A G E G O
A G E G O
Why do you forget every time?
N in on.
Okay, good. Mim
Mem Mim Om
Am Im Om
Am Im Om.
Okay, Muhammad Yahya. He just skipped lam.
Al-il-ul.
Good. And Hamza?
A-I-U.
With wall?
Ui.
With wall.
Ui.
With wall this time.
What?
Wall.
Au.
Okay. Alhamdulillah, that was easy. That was nice. Okay. We just had a fun time this session, yes? Okay, good. Now, let's change let's say jim with another letter, okay? Jim has fatha, dal. Can you say dal has sukun, jim has fatha?
Jad,
jad,
jud,
jud,
jad, jad, jud.
Okay, now Jim with Jim.
Aj, ij, ud.
Jim with Jim.
Jad, jud.
Aj, ij,
jad, jud.
Jad, jud.
Jad, jud.
Jad, jud.
Jad,
jud.
Jad, jud.
Okay, now Shin with Nun.
Shan, shin, shun.
Okay.
Shan, shin, shun.
So the first one has fatha, the second one has sukun, okay? So at the end, I really give thanks to Sevier International School Network and also IRIB English Radio, who has been supporting and helping us and holding this kind of Quranic sessions. May Allah inshallah reward them as well in this world here and in hereafter, inshallah, okay? May Allah Almighty bless us all. May inshallah Lady Fatima salamu alayha be happy with us, okay? And let's recite the salawat of Lady Fatima and end this session. Okay? Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha wa ba'liha wa baniha wa sirril mustawa mustafiha wa adadi ma ahata bihi. Inshallah, may Allah resurrect us all with her, inshallah, and give us the reward of Jannah. Recite it, sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjil farajah.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن